cliffcentral.com.
Ladies, congratulations on your fame. I hope that it leads to much more activism. I'm so pleased that you are, all three of you, examples of how people can carry on being concerned citizens, keep on making a difference, and you really do. And my message to everybody on that Friday was, whatever it is, if you take the day off and you go and stand on the street corner with a placard, or if you march, or if you sing, or if you dance, or if you actually go and change the way other people vote, you're doing something.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can't bitch and moan about the circumstances and the country if you're not prepared to actually get off your bottom and actually do something.
Correct. Well, you three have. Well done for that. Keep working on some more songs. We are looking forward to the next edition. And soon you'll be all over the television again and millions of views on YouTube. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure to meet you. Do we call you the Zuma Must Go Grannies? Is that what you called?
Or the Zuma Grannies just.
Oh, do you want to be called the Zuma Grannies? Because that could mean that you're his grannies.
Oh, no.
Not Zoomers. we're also grannies on the go. Grands on the go because we're right. active.
There
and
we
fit.
Go.
And yeah. 94.7 called us.
What did they call you?
The Nanas.
The Nanas. All right. Very good.
We like the one that one of the gentlemen out there, he said that we're the Glammies.
Did Sia say that?
Right.
Yes.
Do you want to ask the grannies anything before they go? Do you want to talk to them? I know Sia's a big fan of your Zuma Must Go song.
No, he thinks a brand of clothing or whatever. He's got it.
Sia, you want to extend their brand?
Yeah, absolutely. This is now the time. I'm totally seeing the glammy scarves. You know, look at them. They all have red hats on.
Yeah.
If you want to stick to politics, you can have red berets.
No.
Like you just play on that. We need a single, ladies. We need to get this going. 15%.
And then there's three of them. I'm thinking Destiny's Child.
I mean, who's a Beyonce? I'm here for you.
We love you.
Absolutely.
Right. We need to explain our red hats and purple scarves.
Yes, explain
can we
that
do
to
that?
Me. Yes, go
okay,
on.
Okay, Joan, you go ahead with that.
There is a poem about when I grow old, I want to wear purple with a red hat. So, and then towards the end it says, but in the meantime we need to practice. So we are practicing because we're not old.
No.
That was the only thing we objected to. They called us old ladies.
No, we didn't like that.
But we can be practicing.
We're practicing. So the red hats and
my comment back to them was, excuse me, a little less of the old.
Well. Then you're going to wear purple and red hats and you're going to be glamorous and exciting.
Yes.
CliffCentral.com.